I'd like to explore a little bit what your experience has been with a bunch of different medications, including non-targeted medications, and maybe as comparison, particularly as when we talk about hand-foot syndrome. Why don't we start by focusing on sunitinib and sorafenib? Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen with both of those agents?
It's very interesting that with sorafenib and sunitinib, the dermatological side effects are seen with high frequency in both the phase 2 and the phase 3 trials. For hand-foot syndrome, or hand-foot skin reaction, as it should be called, for that manifestation occurring in the palms and soles in these patients, data from phase 3 randomized studies showed that sorafenib led to hand-foot skin reaction in 26% of patients, being of grade 3 to 4 in severity in only 5% of patients. With sunitinib, the development of hand-foot skin reaction occurred in also a significant proportion of patients, in 20% of patients, of which only 5% were of grade 3 to 4 in severity. As you will point out, the hand-foot syndrome also has occurred with other agents such as fluorouracil, with pegylated doxorubicin or Doxil, and it seems to be clinically and histologically distinct from the hand-foot skin reaction occurring with sorafenib and sunitinib. Whereas with those more conventional agents, you would have swelling, redness, and pain diffusely through the palms and soles. Now what you have is more of a thickening of the skin. This thickening, when it is subject to pressure in the pressure points, leads to bleeding underneath those thickened areas, causing significant pain. So whereas with the other agents, you would see more of a thinning out of the skin, here you see more of a hyperkeratosis and thickening of the skin.
What about, you mentioned histologically, what's the difference there?
So histologically with the other patients, what you tended to see was damage in the basal layer of the epidermis, which is the layer of cells which are constantly dividing, and which perhaps is mimicking what is hopefully occurring in the tumors, i.e. those rapidly dividing cells are now undergoing apoptosis or inhibited cell growth. With these agents, on the other hand, what we see is more of a hyperkeratosis or a thickening of the outermost layer of the skin, the stratum corneum, and in some cases, we also see destruction of the sweat glands, and which is accompanied by an infiltration, a mixed inflammatory infiltrate surrounding the upper dermis as well as the sweat glands, which supports the notion that perhaps sweat does play a role in the development of these undesirable side effects. There have been some studies showing that the excretion of these agents, in particular pegylated doxorubicin, is excreted through the sweat, and that is perhaps why the occurrence of this side effect. You have the highest density of sweat glands in the palms and the soles, and consequently you will have the greater frequency of this side effect in the palms and the soles.